In 1931, Universal Studios shot its classic horror film starring Bela Lugosi as the blood-sucking Count from Transylvania.
I am Dracula.
The movie trailer touts the story's thrills and chills.
The very mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare.
After the production of Dracula wrapped every day, an entire new crew and actors arrived at night to redo all the scenes in Spanish. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us more as part of our series on Latinos in Hollywood.
The Spanish language version of Dracula starred Carlos Villarías as the caped vampire out for blood.
Soy Drácula. Escúchalos. Son los hijos de la noche.
Villarías had been a stage actor in Spain, and his resemblance to Bela Lugosi was uncanny, recalled the late actress Lupita Tovar. She was just 20 when she played the lovely Eva, who's seduced by Drácula. In a video for the Complete Legacy collection of Dracula, Tovar reminisced about working the graveyard shift.
We shot all night long till next morning because we use exactly the same sets. As a matter of fact, we had the same marks. The English guys got, we step in the same place.
She said the scenery was creepy, dark shadows, lit candles, and cobwebs.
Once you went into that set, it was a different world. You became under the spell of Dracula. You know, if anybody will touch me, I think I would scream. I was frightened. I really felt scared of Dracula, you know?
Cuando la noche se aproxima, me viene la sensación de que algo se estrecha alrededor de mí.
Tovar said her character Eva's wardrobe was more risque than in the English language version.
The dresses that Helen Chandler wore were all covered up. What they gave me were what you would call sexy. I wasn't even aware of it.
The actors were from different Spanish-speaking countries, but the director, George Melford, didn't speak the language, so his directions were translated for the cast and crew.
We wanted our version to be the best. And according to the critics, I think it was.
This version of Dracula was 29 minutes longer than Dracula in English. Lupita Tovar's son, Pancho Conner, says director Melford and Villarías would watch the scenes shot during the day, the dailies, and make improvements, setting up better camera angles and adding more exciting elements.
They didn't have to contend with the Hays office, the censorship. My mother wore a low-cut negligee, and it was very sexy. My father, who was in love with my mother, he was on the set, he was producing it, made sure that it was a better film.
Conner, who became a producer like his father, helped his mother write her memoirs before she died in 2016 at age 106. He says she was a high school student in Oaxaca when Robert Flaherty, the director of the film Nanook of the North, discovered her. Fox Studios had sent him to find the most beautiful girl in Mexico.
My mother came then to Hollywood with her Irish grandmother as her chaperone, spent a year at Fox Studios doing small bits, but she didn't speak English. When talkies came in, they weren't going to renew her contract.
Someone at Fox recommended her to Universal Studios, where she met the head of dubbing, Paul Conner,
who instantly fell in love with her.
Without a contract, Tovar was reluctantly getting ready to head back to Mexico. She went to say goodbye to her suitor.
Paul Conner said, wait, give me 24 hours. And he quickly went to see Carl Laemmle, head of the studio. And he said, we're wasting half the studio. At 6 o'clock at night, we turn the lights off until 6 in the morning. We should bring in a fresh crew, Spanish-speaking actors, shoot the same film that we shoot during the day at night in Spanish, using the same equipment, same everything. It'll cost peanuts. Laemmle said, you're a genius.
That was part of his plan in terms of keeping my grandma around.
Chris Weitz is the grandson of Tovar and Conner, who were married more than 50 years. Weitz is now a well-known film director. So is his brother, Paul. Together, they're writing a script for a movie about the making of Spanish Dracula. Paul says they'll focus on their grandparents.
It's a love story between two immigrants. Our grandfather was from what would now be the Czech Republic. So he was part of the European Jewish emigre community, and then she was from a completely different emigre community.
Chris White says Spanish Dracula is also an immigrant story.
Dracula comes over from Transylvania to England, and he's generally considered bad news, and he's a bloodsucker, he's a parasite. And this kind of view of immigrants, as opposed to what we really believe about the role of immigrants in this country, which is like it's kind of the lifeblood of how the country works.
For a time in the 1930s, hundreds of movies were reshot not only into Spanish, but French, German, and Italian. It was a mini boom in Hollywood before the film industries in other countries geared up and before dubbing or subtitles came into vogue. And now, in addition to Spanish Dracula the movie, there will soon be a TV series.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a zeitgeist thing, right?
Ben O'Dell is producing the series for ViX Plus, the new streaming service by Televisa Univision.
It's a single cam workplace comedy. It starts with the gathering of the cast, sort of in a like an Ocean's 11. Like once we set it up, it's about this kind of cast of quirky characters trying to make this thing, which ends up being great.
O'Dell says this production will be shot in Mexico, with actor Eugenio Derbez directing and starring as Dracula.
In our version, he's a ham. Like he loves the attention. He loves the applause. He's a theater actor, so he's disgusted by the movie business. You know, when he's offered this movie role, he turns it down at first. He's like, don't they know who I am?
The Lupita Tovar character is based on stories from her memoir.
Lupita was very afraid of her father, who was an alcoholic and he was abusive. So it's this idea that there's this monster at home. She doesn't want to go back to Mexico. With the silent era ending, she thinks she may be forced to go back.
O'Dell says the cast and crew of the original Dracula worked under the worst circumstances.
They had to come in at night and work crappy hours, and they had a lower budget, but they ended up making a better movie. And I was like, that's such a great American immigrant story, and it's such a great Latino story, because oftentimes, you know, in order to succeed when you come to this country, you have to work harder, you have less support, less opportunities, and you still have to try to deliver, and they over-delivered, as often is the case. So it was a beautiful kind of underdog immigrant story.
So more than 90 years after one of the most famous monster movies was made, Dracula is being revamped yet again. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Dracula volaba al compás de un cha-cha-cha. Morticia se peinaba con cajeta y aguarrás, mientras que el hombre lobo aullaba sin cesar.